Hey everybody, we're here to recap the first of 72 games, hopefully 72 games that we get this season. And the good news for the Warriors season opener is that it happened. We got to see them back on the court for the first time in more than 9 months. We got to see Steph Curry, who has only played 5 games in the last year and a half. And that's about where the good news ends. And the bad news was pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a silver lining of good news, that certainly came at the Warriors' expense. It's that Kevin Durant looked absolutely sensational in his first game with the Nets, his first game since tearing an Achilles, in his final game with the Warriors. He looked exactly like Kevin Durant. You would not know if you woke up from a coma that this was a player who had been rehabbing a torn Achilles. He was great as a basketball fan, as a Warriors fan. That's something you want to see, even if on this particular night it was rather harmful to the Warriors' attempts to win the basketball game. But Durant was not really the big story for why the Warriors lost, which they did in emphatic fashion. That story is really just that they did not play well at all. And they came out of the gates and got a few good looks and missed them. Steph Curry said after the game that missing shots was really deflating and that he could feel the energy kind of drop for the team, and that started to impact the defense. And it quickly was reflected on the scoreboard. The Nets jumped out to a double-digit lead quickly, and then they pushed that to 20 points quickly. The Warriors closed the gap a little bit at the end of the first quarter, but even so, it was a 15-point Brooklyn lead after one quarter, 40-25. Obviously, 40 points, not what you want to be giving up in a quarter, even to a team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So it started poorly, and from there on, it stayed poor. The Warriors did not have anything to offer in the third quarter, where we've so often seen them kind of bounce back. Instead, they went in the opposite direction and got outscored by 10 points. In that quarter, it was actually the second and fourth quarters, ironically the ones where Curry was sitting, where the Warriors actually were able to do a little damage, or at least tread water is kind of more accurate. So yeah, it was just a first game of the season. Apologies for the French, but shit show. Nothing was working. They looked like they needed many more weeks of training camp, maybe many more months of training camp. Steve Kerr said that after the words, that they looked like a team that had been practicing for 2 weeks together. They just looked rusty. I was kind of surprised at how many good shots they got. Steve Kerr said after the game that wasn't the case. He didn't really like the looks they got. And I do agree that they often settled when there was a better shot to get, but it wasn't like they were incapable of getting open shots. They were still getting some open shots, maybe not from the players they always wanted in the spots they always wanted. But it wasn't a game where they were, you know, getting contested all night long, getting blocked all night long. They just weren't getting the ideal shots, and they weren't making the shots that they did get. And that was especially apparent with Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre Jr. There's no way to sugarcoat it. They were awful. Wiggins was 4-for-16 from the field, 2-of-6 on threes, and didn't do anything else. He had just 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 4 turnovers, and 4 fouls. Oubre definitely played better. His defense was a little better. His all-around game was better, with 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, to just 3 turnovers and 1 foul. But he shot 3-of-14 from the field, missed all 6 of his 3-point attempts. So, you know, it's not a recipe for success when the Warriors starting 2 and 3 shoot a combined 7-for-30. I don't think they're going to win many, if any, games when they play like that. And it kind of trickled down from there. Really, really no one played particularly well. Steph, he looked super healthy. He looked like Steph. The shots just weren't falling. He had some remarkable finishes at the rim. He had 10 assists, which is certainly something to be optimistic about. But the shot wasn't there. He shot 7 for 21, made just 2 3-pointers on 10 attempts. The Warriors are a team that I still think will be pretty darn good, but they don't have the margin for error. They need Steph Curry to be an MVP, and they need Draymond Green to be an all-star. And when Curry struggles with his shot and Draymond Green is in street clothes, they do not have a lot of margin for error, and they need everything to break correctly. And for the most part, nothing broke correctly. The defense wasn't there. The role players weren't scoring. The energy level waned as the score or as the deficit grew. I will give credit to Oubre in that regard. He continued to play with a lot of energy and a lot of fight and verve, even as he was struggling and the team was struggling, and that was certainly admirable. Another player who really struggled was Eric Paschal. Paschal was starting in place of Draymond Green, and in fairness, he didn't have, you know, a great he didn't have a great defensive assignment. And because the Nets start Kevin Durant at the four, and understandably Steve Kerr did not want to go with Paschal guarding Durant, so he put Wiggins on Durant. Paschal started on Spencer Dinwiddie, and you know that's a hard task for a power forward to defend a pretty good point guard, even though Dinwiddie didn't actually have that good of a game. He only had 9 points, only took 6 shots. But Paschal had to work really hard on defense, often was out of place, and his offense just, it wasn't there in a reduced role. We saw him really excel last year when he was kind of surprisingly given the green light after everything went off the rails for the Warriors. And he's going to play a much smaller role this year. And for one game at least, that didn't look like something he was particularly in a good position to do. Now, to a few things that actually went well. James Wiseman kind of surprisingly got the start. Really just jumped straight into the deep end of the pool. You know, he had only played 3 games in college. He had missed all 3 preseason games after contracting the coronavirus. And really, I think, had only had 2 scrimmages with the team. And he was given the starting role, and it wasn't the, you know, Damian Jones, Zaza Pachulia starting role where he plays 6 minutes, sits for the rest of the half. He played 24 minutes. A lot of those did come in garbage time once the game was decided. But statistically, he had probably the Warriors' best night. He had 19 points and 6 rebounds, 2 steals, just 1 turnover and 2 fouls. He shot 7 of 13 from the field. He made a 3-pointer, his only 3-pointer attempt. 4 of 8 from the free throw line. His best moments came when the game was decided and he was going against the back of the Nets bench, and it was kind of the Warriors back of the bench versus the Nets back of the bench, and Wiseman kind of dominated those minutes. So on the one hand, you might want to take his performance with a grain of salt because it wasn't when he was going up against the Nets' best players. On the other hand, if you're looking for an indicator of what's to come, you want your high ceiling prospects to dominate the fringe NBA players. And I think he did that. It was an impressive showing. He had a lot of mistakes, as you expect out of a player in their first career game, especially a 19-year-old, especially going against a team that figures to be one of the best in the league. Steve Kerr said that Wiseman was incredibly raw and had a lot of things to work on, but also was open about the fact that you saw on the floor why the team is so high on him, and they are incredibly high on him. And that is, I promise you, that is authentic. The Warriors are not, heavy handed with the compliments for young players. They are very high on him, and he showed that. By far the best plus minus of the Warriors starters at minus 10. But again, that was largely due to the fact that he was on there for the garbage time, which the Warriors won. One other player who deserves a positive shout out is Michael Mulder. He only played 7 minutes, but he made all three of his shots, including 2 3-point attempts. He is making a case that he should be getting some more minutes. Damian Lee also made his only 3-point attempt, only played 12 minutes. With the way that Wiggins and Oubre struggled to shoot their threes, obviously Kent Bazemore not a huge weapon from beyond the arc. Same with Juan Toscano-Anderson. I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Kerr starts making a little bit more time for Damian Lee and Michael Mulder, try to get their shots on the court and see if they can fall. So as it is, the Warriors lose 125-99. They fall to 0-1, and they'll be back on Friday, Christmas Day, where it doesn't get any easier as they take on Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. And we'll be back then. In the meantime, head over to goldenstateofmind.com, read all our articles.